Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple One is set to get even better in iOS 27, with subscribers gaining access to new benefits from features bundled with Apple services like iCloud and Apple Music. For example, Apple says that some Apple Intelligence features, including image generation, will have daily usage limits because they rely on powerful server models. Increased access is available with most iCloud Plus subscription plans. Every Apple One plan includes iCloud Plus, but it's unclear whether the individual plan will get increased access to these AI features. Apple's wording says that most iCloud Plus subscription plans will have these higher usage limits. This certainly applies that the cheapest iCloud Plus plan won't get those limits, and that's what the individual Apple One plan includes. So it sounds like you might need Apple One Premier or Apple One Family to get these new Apple Intelligence benefits. HomeKit Secure Video is another perk of iCloud Plus, and it's getting four new features in iOS 27. Including 4K video support, generated video descriptions, search and clips of videos, and an aggregated noteworthy clips section of the app. Each of these upgrades will be available as part of iCloud Plus and included in Apple One once iOS 27 ships. Finally, Apple Music is also getting a wide array of new features and improvements in iOS 27, as we've talked about before, including upgrades to Auto Mix, the Now Playing interface, high-res lossless audio for Apple TV, and more. Apple Music is, of course, available as a standalone subscription, but you can also get it in Apple One at a lower price. All of these changes mean that if you're going to take advantage of maybe Apple Music and the new iCloud Plus features, it might be time to explore the Apple One subscription bundle, to get those features as well as other services like Apple TV, Apple Arcade, and more. Next up today, Apple has released new firmware for AirPods Pro 3, AirPods Pro 2, and AirPods Max. Those software updates include bug fixes and other improvements. What's more interesting, however, is that Apple has also released a software update for the Beats Studio Buds. This update includes an important security fix. According to Apple's support website, this Beats firmware update fixes an issue where an attacker within Bluetooth range might have been able to listen in using the microphone on the headphones. Apple says that this vulnerability is related to open source code used in the Beats Studio Bud firmware, and that Apple's software is among the affected projects. If you own a pair of Beats Studio Buds, there is no way to instantly start or push the firmware update manually. Instead, Apple says that you need to make sure your Beats are connected to your iPhone, iPad, or Mac, fully charge them or make sure they're connected to power, then place both earbuds in the case and close the lid. As long as your Beats are kept within Bluetooth range of your Apple device, the update should automatically install within 30 minutes. You can then check your firmware version using the Settings app on your paired iPhone, iPad, or Mac. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. As summer travel season kicks off, if you're traveling with your MacBook, you're probably carrying your digital life with you. iCloud keeps your files in sync across devices, and Time Machine protects you locally. But what if your laptop is lost or damaged while traveling? Do you have an offsite backup set up? Backblaze runs automatically and creates a separate backup of your Mac in the cloud, even including external drives. You set it up once and you're set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for offsite protection. Try it free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. My thanks to Backblaze for sponsoring the show. In other news today, iOS 27 brings three key updates to the Apple Reminders app on iPhone. First, Reminders has offered some level of natural language support for new reminders for a while, but in iOS 27, Apple Intelligence brings a new take on this feature. When creating a new reminder, you can still use the same old system where you type certain reminder information like a due date, and the keyboard will suggest adding that date to the reminder. But Apple Intelligence will now go a step further, letting you describe a reminder and have it automatically adapt all of the relevant metadata you mention. You can use your own words to describe the reminder, and Apple Intelligence will then help you automatically create it. Second, iOS 27 gives you more tools than ever when adding or editing reminders. In iOS 26, when creating or editing a task, you would have five options: date, location, tag, flag, and camera. In iOS 27, the new user interface lets you modify date, time, mark it as urgent, mark it as repeating, add a location, add a tag, add a flag, or camera. Most of these options existed hidden in iOS 26 under a second button, but in iOS 27, you shouldn't have to dive into that menu nearly as often. And finally, Apple says that the popular Reminders app feature, where it automatically sorts your items into specific categories in a grocery list, is now even better. Apple says iOS 27 will sort grocery list items more accurately, and that grocery list sorting has expanded to multiple languages. This, again, is made possible by the advancements in Apple Intelligence and Apple's more powerful foundation models. Finally, there are also two new features coming to Apple Weather in iOS 27. The Weather app has always offered a brief written overview of conditions near the top of its homepage, but in iOS 27, Apple has upgraded and expanded this feature into a new Highlights section. Highlights informs you of any noteworthy weather updates happening over the next day or two. It might inform you of something like rising temperatures, chances of rain, or high winds. Another big change in the Weather app in iOS 27 is a new forecast view for precipitation and wind that lives right on the homepage. The Weather app now lets you switch between the default forecast view, signified by the cloud icon with a sun behind it, and two other dedicated views for rain and wind. When you tap on one of those icons, the hourly and daily summaries on the homepage change from their default to focus solely on your chosen condition. Apple has also added new graphs, making it easier to track things like temperature or wind or rain throughout the course of a day. Of course, the Apple Weather app is only as useful as the accuracy of the data it provides, and Apple hasn't said whether it's made any improvements to its forecasting models as part of iOS 27. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.